a Cleveland Irish ghetto. In 1967, the Lyndon Johnson years, where the draft was kicked way up, I put my 2 weeks in and said, bye American greetings, bound to serve my country as young people do. Now folks, they call me Snoopy, the name stuck from the Blue Bloods, some stuntmen paratroopers at a bar where I was playing the drums. 8 miles out over Lake Erie, it's illegal to jump through clouds, but time is money, so 19 jumped, 16 of them drowned. Most of the old gang's gone. Most of the old gang's gone. Most of the old gang's gone. In infantry school, I met Charles Glenn Russell. We hit it off, he was my best friend, and we wrote back and forth. Now Glenn was a big guy, and I can still see him standing, handing me a bottle of Echo Spring, saying congrats, have a drink. October 68, I hadn't got a letter in 3 weeks, and the brigade chaplain took me for a walk. He said, there's no easy way to say this, Glenn Russell has died, but 65 other soldiers owe him their lives. Most of the old gang's gone. Most of the old gang's gone. Most of the old gang's gone. Now Glenn's daughter Robin, who he never knew about, we found her decades later, and in good faith we reached out. I flew her down to DC to read his name upon the wall. My friend who became a hero, one of many to fall. Most of the old gang's gone. Most of the old gang's gone. Most of the old gang's gone. Most of the old gang's gone.
Thank you. Thank you, Snoopy.